Okay, next we're going to talk with Sarah Goebbels. Is Sarah Goebbels, substitute campus minister. And good morning, Sarah. Tell us what you do here.
Yes, good morning. I am filling in for Claire Molly, who is a fabulous campus minister. She just had a sweet little babe, Jane.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm here till the end of the year.
Oh, nice. Yes. And how did you get involved? What, have you done campus ministry before? Do you work here? Kids
actually
go to school here?
No. I've been home with my kids, but it's been, you know how the Holy Spirit works. And I got to volunteer. I have been really blessed, which is what I'm going to talk about, to volunteer for the Encounter program that we started. Claire Molly started two years ago. And I was just a volunteer, and it's been really fabulous because you're paired. The program works it's like this. So the freshmen, all on the Tuesdays that the priests are gone, we have volunteers that come in and then get to work with these small groups. And so campus ministry, the focus is building opportunities for relationship because, you know, so many of us know and love Jesus and meet Jesus sometimes and encounter Jesus through others. And so for the volunteers to be that witness and for the students to see that witness in others and hopefully just to make faith normal. That's the goal, right? For all of us, just right. For faith is just what we do.
That encounter
so
with
Jesus.
We want that encounter with Christ. Yes. Very cool. Sarah Goebbels, you're the substitute campus minister, and then you love, obviously, working in this position.
Absolutely.
Who do we have with us here?
We have Tess here, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, this is Tess
go ahead, pick up that microphone.
Who is a brilliant young lady that I've got to work with here recently.
Tess, what grade are you in, and what are you involved in?
I'm a senior this year, and I'm involved in campus ministry, along with cross country in the fall, and then Students for Life Club.
Okay, and what did you want to share with us, Tess?
So I am the retreat committee leader, along with Dylan Cluthie, who I think you heard earlier today. And so we plan the retreat, which involves finding the speakers and our like chaperones, and then advertising, getting students to come. And then our main ones are the fall and spring retreat. So we really, with our like retreats, we try to give students like a first encounter with Christ, or to try and start that relationship and give them something that they can go from. So some of our main things with the fall and spring retreat is our adoration time. We always have an hour of adoration along with prayer teams and confessions. And so we just help like kind of coordinate those and make those opportunities possible for the students.
Wow. Why, Tess, I can tell that you like doing this.
Yeah.
You're an on the ball type of gal, but what, where's the faith come from? Where does this drive come from? Why do you like doing this?
Yeah, I'm very passionate about it because of my experience that I've had. So I've gone on all four fall retreats and then two of the spring retreats. And this has honestly been a really good point for me where I come from a very Catholic family, but then coming to Pius, obviously there's a lot of like different things going on and there's so many new things. And so having this like home base of going to this thing with adoration, then really kind of my first experiences of really feeling the Holy Spirit and feeling Christ's love and just how that's impacted and changed my life, especially through the chaos of everything going on in high school and all the different changes. It's really just been like an awesome part for me, and I want to share that with all the other students.
How are you going to continue on with this after high school? I'm not asking you to predict the future, but how would you like to continue on with this?
Yeah, I'd love, obviously, to continue my relationship and make that an important part for me. But then I'm not entirely sure where I'm going to go next year, but I'll be very involved in whatever Newman Center I go to. And
yeah.
I'd love to help continue to make these opportunities possible for other college students. And then honestly, I want to be a teacher. So coming back and then helping the students and really giving like everyone the opportunities that I've been given.
Excellent. Who's your favorite speaker that you got?
Favorite speaker? Oh, that is a hard question. I think that I was actually just talking to Ms. Goebbels here today, and her son Grant came and talked at the last fall retreat. And I think that was, honestly, it was inspiring for me, but the more inspiring part was seeing how it impacted the other students that were there. So he spoke right before adoration, and then we had adoration, and afterward just talking to all the other kids about how they felt about his talk was really powerful.
Thank you,
know,
you so much.
I could see us talking to her in 6 years when the Heartland
right.
Tour
right.
comes
when
back
comes
here.
Back.
She'll be a teacher here
she
or something.
Will be. Yes,
that
I
would
can
be
see
awesome.
It. We are predicting the future now, Tess.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you, Tess. Keep up the good work, and we'll be praying for you next year as you head off to college. And thank you so much for taking over, Sarah, while someone's on maternity
Absolutely.
Leave. So keep up the good work as well. Thanks for the report on everything that's going well with Encounter. And we love being at the Heartland Tour. We love going to the different schools, and we love when we get a chance to visit Pius X. So Pius X High School is where we've been for the Spirit Mornings Heartland Tour.